But there are many individualized expressions of that one source. You similarly have an essence. We are all individualized expressions of one essence, just like every flower and every color on every leaf is the same. An individualized expression of one light, we are an individualized expression of one essence. Now, what you call this essence isn't what it is anyway. We get nervous about it, and we fight wars over that, and we kill each other over what you call it. So if you want to call it God or soul or spirit or Kantenfloss or Louise, it doesn't make any difference what you call it. It's not what you call it. It just is. Call it the Tao. Call it God. Call it soul. Call it spirit. I don't care what you call it. But come to know it. When you go to your source. Now, when people are learning to become sorcerers, they're even told, you will become a sorcerer. And we hear the word sorcerer, right away we think of witches, don't we? And witchcraft and sorcery. But the origin of the word source means, sorcerer means of the source. People who are of the source, who have gone to their source. When you go to your source, and how do you get to your source? Melville said that God's one and only voice is silence. Silence is your source. Silence is like the number zero. When you go to zero, you can't subtract anymore. Nor can you divide, can you? You can't divide zero. You just keep dividing it, and you just keep coming up with zero. The same is true of silence. There's only one silence. You don't get your own silence, and I get a silence, and you get a silence, any more than you get your own fire, and I get a separate fire, and you get a separate water, and you get separate water, and you get separate air, and I get separate air. There's just air. And there's just water. Different individualized expressions of it. We call it the Pacific, and we call it the Atlantic, and the St. Clair River, and Lake Superior, and all of these kinds of things. But it's just water. There's only one. The same thing is true of silence. The same thing is true of God. The same thing is true of your divine intelligence, whatever you want to call it. When you go to that source, that place that cannot be further divided, you now enter into the world of creation. You don't create because everything is already here. You enter the world of manifestation, the world of creation. And in this world, you become a co-creator. That is, not creation from the sense of bringing something from nowhere to here, but creation from the sense of attracting into your life and creating into your life that which has been missing. In order to further understand this, you have to think of like how you think you get here in the first place. We have this funny idea. This idea that you can divide the room, you know, on the right-hand side is the physical, and on the left-hand side is the spiritual. But before you send me any mail, I know that it's all one. I'm just doing this because I happen to still be in the physical plane. And we need duality in order to understand from the perspective of the ego. But my inner knowing is that there's no separation of spirit and matter. That God is in all things. And that there is individualized expressions of it. But that this intelligence doesn't ever particularize. It can't. That would mean that there's some place that it isn't the minute that it particularizes. And if it's universal, there can never be any place that it isn't. That's what universal means, one verse. So we have this myth that we live under that says we come into this world. And we really sort of think of ourselves as like a construction project. You know, like there's the spirit world. And we divide it up into befores and afters. So I'm here, but before I was here, I was nowhere. And then I went from nowhere, N-O-W-H-E-R-E, to now here. N-O-W-H-E-R-E, just a little different spacing. And now I'm in now here, and I look around, and after a while I have this thundering realization that I'm going back to nowhere, and then it's all the same. But somehow our intellect, our left brain, tells us we come from a spirit world, and then we come into this physical world, and then when we leave it and we die, we go back to a spirit world. Isn't that what we think? It's not like that at all. We have to shatter that myth. Here's the way to think of it. It's like, think of a plum tree. Plum tree has very interesting characteristics of it. Again, you go back to the seed, you know the seed inside of a plum. Is there plum essence in a plum seed? Is the essence of plumness in a plum seed? Has to be, doesn't it? So you put the seed into the ground, and you plant it, and all of a sudden it starts breaking open and roots develop, and they go under the ground. Is there plum essence in the roots? Isn't there? There has to be, doesn't there? Something in there is going to create plums. And then those roots grow and spread, and all of a sudden a tree starts sprouting up above the surface. And there's a trunk. Is there plum essence in the trunk? Yeah. And then the trunk gets higher, and there are branches. And then the branches develop leaves. And then the leaves develop blossoms. And then the blossoms develop little buds. And then the little buds turn into little tiny plums. And then you let them stay on there for a while, and then they turn into purple plums or green plums or whatever their essence is. Now, we don't say, when we observe this phenomenon, that these plums showed up from the spirit essence world of plumness. Do we? We don't do that. We just look at the tree, and we observe it, and we watch the whole thing, and we realize that plum essence is in all of the thing, and we stand back and we watch it, and we say, you know, the damn thing just plums. It just plums, like an apple tree. It just apples. So too are we like this. We are not separate from that spirit world. That separation is the thing we gotta get out of us. It's like someone could come back and look at the whole planet and say there's vegetation, there's rocks, there's minerals, there's rain, there's sunshine. Look at this thing from a distance. Look at it. Just watch it. And what happens? You watch it and you watch it and you watch it, and the damn thing just peoples. It just peoples. That's the way Alan Watts put it. It just simply peoples. We don't come into this world. We grow out of this world. We are a part of all of it, and we can never escape it. And once you know this, once you get this, that you weren't placed in here from this spirit world any more than plums were, or apples, or cockroaches, or anything. We are all in this thing called the environment together. And this divineness, this spirituality, this higher consciousness is a part of all of it. And we have to know that rather than separating it out. This world, that world, this world. Because our senses tell us that before you're here, you're nowhere. And after you leave here, you're gone. But our senses are not reliable at all. They misguide us all the time. They tell us that we're sitting here right now. And they say, you're sitting there still. You're not moving. That's what our senses tell us, don't we? We don't think we're moving. You think you're spinning right now? But yet you are, aren't you? Aren't we turning and spinning and hurling through space and all of that? Our senses tell us all of this stuff. It's not true. So we don't want to rely upon our senses. That's the intellect. We want to rely upon our heart and have this knowing that my essence is in every single aspect of myself. And that in order to transcend the prison of the duality of the physical plane, I go to my source. And when I go to my source, I get quiet. The place where I cannot further be divided. You see, our egos divide us up. We divide ourselves up by our races, by our sexes, by our age, by our appearances, by our economic class, by our languages. And then we divide ourselves up further within the country, by our communities, by our cities, by our states. And we divide ourselves further by our schools and our religious orientations and our food preferences and the shape of our eyes. And then we divide our individual selves up on the basis of what my mother thinks of me and what my father thinks of me and what I used to be and what I ought to be and what I maybe could become but I can't because. And we keep dividing ourselves and dividing ourselves and dividing ourselves. That's the work of the ego.